Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back stronger than ever, stronger than Zach Bryan's new hairline. Good for him.
I've not seen Zach Bryan's new hairline. Looking good, huh?
Yeah, he's over in Ireland performing and no baseball hat, full head of hair.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, mid-20s, going bald, got a ton of money. Why not? Got
to get the hair. Ask Tom Brady, I think, right?
Ask Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, ask anybody. Ask me. Yeah. If anybody wants to sell me hair, I'm all for it, man. I'd like to get a little few more hairs growing on my head.
Well, I'm going to tell my people over at Dan's Hair
you
Plugs.
You better believe it.
I'm Bob Fesco, and I endorse this message.
You're correct, my friend. Yes, you are. So.
Comes back in the 4th of July looking like Jonathan India. Yeah.
Same shorts. Because my wife has shown me this video yesterday, this guy working out. She goes, don't look at the body. And of course, he's just like, you know, yoked and ripped and six-pack. And I don't know who the hell it was, right? Uh-huh. And she goes, don't look at the body, but look at the hair. I want your hair like that. I'm like, we got a little bit more that kind of dealing with right now, right?
So let me do a little bit of math here. Ohtani pitched yesterday.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's pitching Friday at the K?
I don't know how they're using Ohtani. How long did he pitch yesterday?
I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, like did he go just one inning yesterday, two innings yesterday? How far did he pitch into that game yesterday? But yeah, if you do the math, I don't know if they have a day
off
today.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, he's probably going to pitch sometime this weekend out of Kauffman Stadium. And so that is going to be a draw for a lot of people to go out and watch. Well, some will say one of the best players of all time. So get the opportunity to see him roll into town. Got to take advantage of that, right?
No doubt. Let's see. Dodgers. Off today.
So Probably will pitch Saturday, unless you keep the 5-day rotation. I don't know what their plans are with him or what some math formula these Call people Binkley. Came up with. And, you know, Jay will tell us. Hey, Tuesday. They're not here Tuesday, Jay.
No. Off today for the Royals, and then three against Tampa, and then three against the Dodgers. Yeah. So pretty big homestand coming up.
Huge homestand.
Yeah. So he's going to pitch for sure, I would think, against the Royals. I'm hoping it's Friday. If it is, feel like we got it. That's a game you got to go see a guy like that pitch. I don't know for sure when he's going to be there, but or if he is going to start more than one inning. But either way, just give me that matchup, Ohtani versus Caglione.
Yeah.
And then let Caglione pitch to Ohtani and see who really wins.
Yeah, you know? That would be fun. Yeah, change it up a little bit,
you
right?
You want to market baseball, Dust, man? Let me tell you, do it.
You get Ohtani versus Cag. Then Cags versus Ohtani. Let's go. Each guy gets an inning. Let's see who wins,
and
right?
Then one guy gets an at bat against each other, and then just call the game of whoever wins that matchup.
That's it, right there. Right. Just one batter v pitcher matchup for everybody's dollar. You'd like that. That'd be good. It'd be worth every dime that you spent. Have you ever gone to a game to watch one player in your life?
Multiple times.
Mac, have you ever gone to a game in any sport to watch one
four
player?
Four times this year.
Have you? Well, that's true, duh. Yeah, like Caglione.
Went to Springfield, went to Omaha, went to Kansas City.
St. Louis.
Went to St. Louis.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We'll go to Kansas City again this weekend to see Ohtani, because last time I went to see Ohtani was when he was with the Angels, but it was so cold and snowing and freezing.
That, yeah.
They banged the game, and they're like, yeah, we'll play a doubleheader. I was like,
Oh, that stinks. Because I've had a couple of those players, obviously. Roger Clemens was one. Kind of his last rodeo when he was an Astro.
Yeah.
I wanted to go watch him pitch, and so I went out there. A friend of mine had really good seats down there by the Buck O'Neill seat, and I sat with him for that game. I'm like, I'm going to this game, going to watch Roger Clemens and Brett Favre. Like, he was going through his last rodeo, and he came to St. Louis when I was stuck over there, and I went and watched Brett Favre play. And so those are some guys. And this year it's going to be, I think, the farewell party, obviously, for Travis Kelce.
For a lot of us,
we're going to go want to see what Travis.
Christmas Day is his last
regular season home game. Yeah, that Christmas night game. So
that we know of.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Now he's talking like, well,
Yeah.
We'll see how I feel.
Yeah.
Okay,
just do the retirement party, man. Let's just do a retirement party and have a lot of fun with it. And everybody can enjoy and celebrate. So, like, guys like that. Like, so Ohtani does kind of fall into that category if you're, you know, if you're looking to go watch somebody special and have an opportunity to do that. Because he's not going to come back next year. And then he'll be back the following year because we'll go to L.A. next year.
Yeah, it's almost like there's two different ways to see people, either their last rodeo or you want to go see somebody that's a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, I would assume that there are some young kids that when Bobby Witt Jr. goes to town, they're like, oh, we got to go watch the Royals because, you know, number seven's out here or Caglione's out here or whatever it may be. I remember seeing Drew Brees' last game as a Saint in Kansas City. I made sure to go see him play.
That's awesome.
I wanted to watch that. I don't know if there's been a football
God, I don't even really remember the Saints ever coming to Kansas City. Like, I know they have.
It was a while ago.
But that's like one of those teams, like, I can't even, like, vision on the field at Arrowhead, right?
Did
like,
we play them?
Did we play the Saints ever? Like, I remember going there and seeing the Chiefs play because that was fun. But I don't remember. I don't ever remember sitting at Arrowhead or watching a game on TV where I remember the Saints playing at Arrowhead Stadium. It's just a weird, like, block, I guess, in my memory.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I mean, obviously, we're kind of down to just two teams that you can go watch like superstars play. If you go to Arrowhead or you go to Kauffman, but like if Skeens were to pitch against the Royals, I'd make sure I went and saw that. I'd want to see him before he's in pinstripes.
Twice a year now.
I made sure to go see Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Made sure to go see Peyton Manning with my brother, but it was like going to Chiefs game, so picking a Chiefs game to kind of see a player.
Sure,
but
that's
fair.
Kind of
count that.
I got to the point
with
Peyton Manning, I didn't want to see him.
Yeah, I know. It was bittersweet.
I was at the no punt game. Sucked.
No doubt.
I was at the game when they played Denver, and he threw like five touchdowns in the second half and beat the Chiefs. Like, this is enough.
Reid's first year out in Denver, like that was the year we were going to get Peyton Manning. We were 9-0 rolling into Denver, and that's the time we hosted the pre-party in the muffler shop parking lot in Denver. And it was what was the name of that place? I'm gonna draw a blank now. It was like Sanchez Muffler Shop or something in Denver, I think is what it was called. Or Santos Mufflers. That's what it was. Santos
Cairo.
Muffler Shop in Denver.
Yeah, like,
I don't know how we ended up in the parking lot of a muffler shop holding a party, but it was full of Chiefs fans. Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, Cairo Santos owned it.
Yeah.
We kicked the competition's prices to the curb.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Cairo Santos. Come get your muffler check.
Right. And so like all these Chiefs fans descended on the Santos muffler shop, and the Chiefs were 9-0. Hey, we got a chance to beat Denver, and that son of a gun, Peyton Manning, stood in the pistol formation, never moved, and just got rid of the ball faster than I've ever seen. Like, Tom Bahali wasn't even out of his stance by the time Peyton Manning was getting rid of the football, and they just boom, 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 boom down the field and gave the Chiefs their first loss that day.
From the 816, the Saints literally just played here last year.
They did? Did they really?
Yeah, because Carr was supposed to start, didn't, and then Rattler played, and the Chiefs.
Did I go to that game?
I don't think
so. You might have, but you might not have been there, like, physically.
Exactly, yeah.
Might have had too many with Ralph. Might have been in the back row of the bus. Guys, we're in the second quarter. This is the police.
I don't remember that game at the Saints this year. At Arrowhead?
I
have no recollection of that game whatsoever. Was it during the holiday break? Like,
I guarantee you they won the game.
Well, yes, they did.
Week five.
Oh, that's right. It was a Monday night game. That's right. I do remember that now.
We saw Tyrese Halliburton's last game for, what, a calendar year yesterday?
Dang,
that's unfortunate.
Man. That stinks.
That sucks.
So he goes down last night, and Jen says to me, she goes, well, at least he got this injury. Now it's a great time to have that injury last game. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's the worst time. You couldn't have scripted a worse time for an injury in the history of sports. Game seven, and then you miss all of next year?
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst time for an injury for that guy.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Jameson Williams in the national title game for Alabama.
Yep.
blew his ACL, drafted, what, like in the top 10, like 7th or 8th overall by the Lions, sat out an entire year, came back the next year after that. Charles Omenihue.
That's another one,
Was that division?
No, that was the AFC championship game.
Ended up missing basically the whole next year. Yep. And then we saw Tatum this year, who's probably going to miss the entire year next year as well. Yeah. Unless he has some sort of speedy recovery. But yeah, I mean, like the best way to do it's the way Rodgers did it. Like game one, third play, be like, look, season's a wrap. Yep. Didn't have to go the whole season and miss the other season.
Right.
There's actually never a great time to do it.
Of course not.
But again, it's the Achilles injury. It looked like something snapped. He hits the ground. Hey, Papa Halliburton, how's he doing? Ah, he's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Because the team is like peddling lower leg injury. They were like, thanks for that, genius. So you go to the parents. That's what you do. Great reporting by Lisa Salters. Give her a lot of credit. Yep. Went right to the parent and got the information. And here we go. And so that injury does suck because, again, he misses all of next season, misses game 7. They may have won that game if Halliburton's playing last night, guys. I mean, that was a very nip and tuck game very early on. You lose your best player, and they were still in it. That McMullen guy, Matt McMullen, he was out there, shooting the lights out in the first half, kind of picking up the slack. Obviously, it didn't carry forward or anything like that, but my God, like, Indiana may have won that game if Halliburton's healthy.
This is Brian Winterhorse on that injury.
I'm going to have a complicated memory of tonight. This is an organic championship for the Thunder. They built this team from scratch. They were down to nothing. They drafted these guys. They developed these guys. Nobody forced their way here via trade. Nobody, they didn't win the lottery. They did this through grit and hard work. They were great from the first moment, the day of the season. They earned this thing all the way through. They are a pure champion doing it for the first time. Even if they win 2 or 3 more championships with this group, nothing will feel as pure as this. And yet, I feel sick, and I'm not recovered from seeing the slow motion of his calf. And even they won the game in the third quarter with the classic Thunder run,
with
turnovers and the flurry and everything. But as the fourth quarter is happening, and I'm watching the Thunder go through this dry spell, and the Pacers get the lead, I think to 9 or whatever.
10.
I'm thinking if they had Halliburton, that this is going to go down to it.
Just like you had mentioned, as he popped that Achilles tendon, it looks like it. But again, props to Oklahoma City, man. Like, that's the team that you got to go beat now in the NBA.
Yep, for sure.
SGA is a superstar, right? Like, we have the numbers that we've seen. Like, he's the one of 4 players to win scoring title, MVP, MVP title in the finals, and an NBA finals, right?
That's insane. Wow. Who are the other people he's up there with? Shaq, Jordan,
Halliburton, or SGA. And Chamberlain for the Bucks.
Wow.
1 of 4.
That's quite a list.
That is a hell of a list right there that he's on. Wow. Yeah.
So he did the MVP, the NBA title, and the scoring title. That's what he's with Shaq, Jordan, and Chamberlain when he was with the Bucks.
So why isn't not he Will, the face
it was,
of the
Abdul-Jabbar,
NBA?
I'm sorry, Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, Kareem, okay. Kareem. Either way, it's still a hell of a list. But why isn't he the face of the NBA? Why are we trying to force people to get eliminated in the second round to be the face of the NBA or the third round to be the face of the NBA?
Not fun.
But you know what? He dominates. He's one of 4 people in the history of the league to do something like that. That's your face of the league right there.
That is so fun.
So what if he plays for Oklahoma City? Man, that's the guy you want. I mean, he seems like a great dude, too. Like, you know, just a great role model type of guy, great player, like everything you possibly want in an athlete. That's the face of your league. Stop looking too hard for it, the NBA.
They kind of give me Chiefs vibes because they're not in a huge market.
Yeah.
Right. They're not East Coast, West Coast. They're not a traditional team. Chiefs were not a traditional team for football.
Right.
And all of a sudden, good draft picks.
Yep.
Good upper management. And then all of a sudden, everybody watches them win the title and go, oh, boy, these guys are all really young. Mm-hmm. All super talented.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This might be the new standard of the NBA where we're now going to have to go and beat this team every single time.
What Windhorst said too, Dusty, was like, you know, they're kind of an organic team. They grew together. Yeah. You know, nobody forced their way there via trade. No. Like nobody Duranted this thing.
Fanatics.
Really. So, I mean, that's fantastic. I love it. And you're right. That may be the new way of doing things right now for the NBA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.